Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Minister's Friend. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I'm really excited about the next several episodes. This topic is very near to my heart. And as I've helped others in this area, I have personally seen the incredible fruit it produces in their lives and ministries. What am I talking about? Mentoring pastors. I've been in some kind of mentoring role with various pastors and missionaries since 1994. In those early years, I made lots of mistakes, but what I found was very little had yet been written on this critical need, so I had to develop those processes on my own. Over time, the subject became more popular, and some really good training became available. I had four men in those early years invest in me as I invested in others. Two were seminary professors who remained friends with me after I graduated. One was an older pastor who took a special interest in me. And the last was a local colleague who taught me what peer-to-peer mentoring looked like. Each had a profound impact on my life in those early days. Today, after 30-plus years of ministry and leadership experience, I still have men pouring into me because I've learned that you never really arrive. I need this. And so do all pastors. Hence the reason for the next several episodes. I'm going to take us to what I think is a foundational scripture when it comes to mentoring pastors. But first, I'd like you to hear from a friend of mine about his experience in being mentored. Michael has been a pastor in Virginia, North Carolina, and Florida. He and his wife also served as church planting missionaries for a term in Japan. Here, he talks about what a difference his ministry mentors have made to him.
You cannot mentor someone else if you're not doing it yourself. And many times when we are teaching God's truth to someone else, the Holy Spirit will remind you that you have to play by those rules too. And as my wife always points out, when are you going to act on that yourself? And so it's always accountability to walk out the truth, which is not a bad thing. It's a freeing. It's a blessed thing. I guess in the past, when it comes to discipleship, I always saw it in a classroom environment. It was more like academics learning stuff about the Bible, about God, but life on life aspect, it showed me areas in my life where I had compartmentalized away from God, and it invaded, and it has blessed me in many areas that Bible study in a classroom environment would never touch. He put us in relationship for a reason. When he created us, he put us in a family environment. When we were saved, he put us in a church, a family for a purpose. It's all about relationship. How little I understand about my identity, and it just ignites a passion to find out more of who Christ has made me to be. I have all the authority Christ has put in me. Being a child of God, I also understand that his forgiveness has cleansed me of all my sins, and that all of his promises are a yes for me. Biggest lesson in mentorship, we need it. For years, just struggling to try to do ministry on my own was like an uphill battle, but when I found out that other pastors were having the same struggles that I had, we didn't need to struggle individually, but we could do it together and learn from each other and hopefully overcome challenges that we had without repeating the same problems they had.
I've known Michael for over 25 years. I've watched the growth and maturity that mentoring has brought into his life, his marriage, and his ministry. You can hear his own appreciation for the ongoing intentional investment others have made into him. But something special happened when I asked him about how his experience has impacted his own mentoring of others. Just listen.
I'll give you an example. My son David is 16 right now. We have less than 600 days with him before he's out on his own. And God has asked a question, what do you want him to know before he leaves your home? And so there are a lot of areas that I want him to be equipped in, at least exposed to. And also there's certain principles and certain basics that will overflow into other areas, but there's some special areas that we need to focus on. So that's helped me in knowing when I mentor somebody, there are basics and there are some essentials as well.
Did you hear his heart? Michael has four sons, and he's now applying what he's experienced from others even into his own family. And these boys are amazing young men. Mentoring is generational. It can be physical generations, like Michael pouring into his own sons, but it is always spiritually generational. Those a little further down the path with Jesus look back and pour into those behind them. This is precisely the relationship we see between many of the leaders in the New Testament. It certainly starts with Jesus and his 12, but it's also the pattern we see between Barnabas and Saul, who would take the name Paul, see Acts 9, between Barnabas, Saul, and the leaders at Antioch, Acts 11. John Mark was first mentored by Paul, Acts 13, and then by Barnabas after he and Paul separated, Acts 15. There are other examples, but perhaps the best-known mentoring relationships are between Paul and his sons in the faith, Timothy and Titus. Timothy was quite young by any leadership standards, and Paul had been investing in him since he was a youth. Paul's encouragement to him was critical as Timothy pastored people who were older than he was. In 1 Timothy 4, verse 12, Paul writes, "Don't let anyone look down on you because you are young, but set the example for the believers in speech, in life, in love, in faith, and in purity. Until I come, devote yourself to the public reading of Scripture, to preaching and to teaching. Do not neglect your gift, which was given to you through a prophetic message when the body of elders laid their hands on you. Be diligent in these matters. Give yourself wholly to them so that everyone may see your progress. Watch your life and doctrine closely. Persevere in them, because if you do, you will save both yourself and your hearers." Paul was not currently present with his precious Timothy, but that did not stop him from guiding and mentoring him for the most effective kingdom impact possible. And this relationship is the context into which we find what I think is the key verse for mentoring pastors, 2 Timothy 2, verse 2. "And the things you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable men who will also be qualified to teach others." In one powerful sentence, Paul teaches his mentee about the generational impact of investing in people through mentoring. Do you see it? This statement speaks of four spiritual generations. The first is Paul. The second is Paul's investment into Timothy. The third is Timothy's investment into reliable men. And number four would be those reliable men's investment into others also. We have so much more to say in the coming episodes on this topic, but let me just finish today by emphasizing that I believe such mentoring relationships are not only a good idea for pastors and church leaders, they're mandatory. They are the example of Scripture. And for any pastor to try to remain faithful and fruitful in local church ministry with all of its challenges, unrealistic expectations, and outright spiritual warfare without the stabilizing and empowering impact of at least one seasoned mentor, well, it's no wonder so many pastors are burning out and leaving ministry today. I just don't think Jesus intended ministry to be a solo affair. As we wrap up today's episode, I want you to hear one more testimony about the personal impact of mentoring. Josiah is a young man just entering the ministry. His heart is filled with passion for worship and making a vital life-changing difference in the lives of young inner-city kids. Josiah also happens to be my son. Here's his story.
The greatest value of my mentoring experience, of all the different ones I've had, because I've had different ones for different areas of life, has just been the empowering to move forward in finding what God's will is and seeing that reshape my life little bit by little bit. I had a friend at college who became my mentor and really poured into me and showed me that despite my lack of academic skill, that I could still get stuff done and turn it in and do well when I felt I wasn't confident in myself. I had a friend who poured into me with guitar, saw exponential growth with that, with him just devoting little bits of time to train me in different areas and things, and to the point where now I can train others. I think the single most valuable lesson for me, especially going forward with a vision to mentor others, is that living life with them is crucial. That doesn't matter how much training, it doesn't matter how many questions you answer, it matters that there's a level of trust built between you and your mentor or your mentee that you can call them day or night and they'll answer. You can set up plans to hang out with them when you aren't doing well and feel them empower you as just a friend, which makes the relationship so much more authentic. I've told people, especially ever since I got this sort of hint from God that I was supposed to follow in this path, that that living life thing is really laid on my heart. And ever since I've set out to basically find someone and begin living life with them, I've seen them pour back into me or like reach out to me, even when I'm like, I wonder how so-and-so's doing. I'll get a text or, you know, something like that. I never saw myself as much of a leader when I was younger. I saw myself much more as a follower, sometimes a clingy follower. And I found the more that I had people teach me what it's like to be a mentor, what it's like to be a disciple, growing up in a biblical home where I was raised on scripture, that I've been shaped more and more into a leader in what I'm passionate about. So like when it comes to music, I can lead. When it comes to skating, I can teach. When it comes to video games, I can help, you know, get others into the relationship aspect of that. You know, like I just have this desire to want to see others succeed, where I myself, when I was younger, didn't think I would succeed. I've learned that he really is trying to say something all the time, whether it's yes or no or whatever, go here, go there. But I've also learned that when I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing, he puts people in your path to point you where you're supposed to be. So if you're seeking him and you still have like no idea, someone will come up to you and be like, hey, I think you'd be a good youth pastor, you know, just randomly in conversation. Or, hey, I think, you know, you could really teach others what you've been teaching me. Or, hey, I've got this friend who's got these questions. Do you think you could answer them? And it happens to pertain to an area that you've been wanting to pursue or whatever. So I feel like no matter what, the idea that God is always shaping you to be somewhere, but even if you don't know that, he'll put people in your path to point you where he wants you to be.
God will put people in your path to point you where he wants you to be. Friend, that's mentoring. I know many pastors have had some form of mentoring in the past, either as part of their seminary or Bible college training, or as part of their ordination experience, but most pastors have not remained in such relationships, and in way too many cases their lives, their families, and their ministries have suffered because of it. Friend, you need a mentor. More than one if you can find them. Would you spend some serious time praying that through? If you already have somebody investing in you on a regular basis, then praise God for that gift. But if you don't, these next few shows will be even more important for you. Don't miss them. I'm glad you joined us today. And I can't wait for our next episode because I have the pleasure of introducing you to one of my dearest friends and my own mentor, Dr. Tom Johnston. These next few episodes with Tom will give us an important foundation into what mentored ministry truly is. Until then, thank you so much for joining us here on the Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!